This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. We don't need to see the latest polls to understand that North Carolina has become a battleground in the 2016 election. Just turn on the TV. The amount of money being spent on campaign ads is evidence that North Carolina is a swing state. And not just in the presidential campaign. The Senate race between Richard Burr and Deborah Ross is now too close to call. With North Carolina voters' help, Democrats may take back the Senate. Is that true? Well, here's Ken Rudin, the political junkie, to answer that question. Ken, true or false? No, welcome back, Ken. Good to have you here.
True and false, as John Kerry would say.
False. Well, it's early, but I mean, these poll results are surprising, and they do have our attention, even though it's still August. Let's talk about North Carolina, and we'll start with the presidential race, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What are the polls saying?
Well, I mean, it is startling. Obviously, if Donald Trump cannot win North Carolina, I say that if he can't win North Carolina, he will not be elected president. I don't know if he'll be elected president anyway, but he has to win North Carolina. It's one of the states that Mitt Romney won in 2012. Matter of fact, it's the only state that went from Obama in 08 to Republicans in 2012 besides Indiana. So it's clearly a swing state. Both 08 and 2012 were very, very close. Right now, the polls look very close. The CNN poll that just came out shows Hillary Clinton up 44 to 43, yeah. And among likely voters, they're tied. A Monmouth University poll that came out earlier this week had Hillary Clinton up 44-42 over Donald Trump. Now, while that sounds terrible news for Donald Trump, I should say earlier in the month, the NBC poll had Hillary Clinton up by 9 points. So I don't know if there's movement towards Donald Trump. Maybe Republicans are coming out for Donald Trump. But either way, it's very close.
Now, this is a drama that we're used to here in North Carolina going back quite a way, certainly 2008, again 2012, very, very close at the top. But look, South Carolina, Democratic Party commissioned a poll showing Hillary tied with Donald Trump. Now, that's in South Carolina. That's surprising, isn't it?
Well, I don't buy it. I mean, I saw the poll. I know, look, the last Democrat to win in South Carolina was a guy named Jimmy Carter in 1976, before you and I were born. So, I mean, it's been a long time since a Democrat won in South Carolina. It is a Democratic poll, but it does show that there are reliably Republican states that are much closer than they should be. Missouri, Arizona, Georgia, even Utah, perhaps, is close, and I think that just shows that Donald Trump's campaign is not resonating with Republicans, with many Republicans. While he does have his core base of supporters, there are a lot of Republicans who just say this guy is just not the right guy, and is just driving Republicans nuts because these states should be locked up. The fact that he campaigned this week in Mississippi, I mean, my goodness, Mississippi is not supposed to be close at all, and it probably isn't, but the fact that Donald Trump campaigned in Mississippi shows that there's just obviously a considerable weakening among Republican voters.
Well, campaign dynamics, because the polls are showing what they do, I think is an interesting part of the story right now. The idea that Donald Trump will have to campaign in states that otherwise he should have considered his. Also, I mean, if you think about here again, North Carolina, South Carolina, a lot of the money that Hillary Clinton spends in North Carolina bleeds into media outlets in South Carolina because the borders are blurred at Charlotte, right?
Well, that's true, of course, but then I go back to 2008. I mean, that's when Barack Obama spent a lot of money in North Carolina and won the state for the first time in a very long time since Carter for the Democrats, and yet South Carolina went for John McCain by 9 or 10 points over Barack Obama in 2008. I never think that South Carolina bleeds, or at least North Carolina media attention bleeds into South Carolina. But again, it just shows an unease about Donald Trump among Republican voters.
Well, let's talk about the wild cards in this race, because if you look at the polls, certainly if you go to 538, Nate Silver is giving Hillary Clinton something like an 86% chance of winning at this moment when he aggregates all of the information. On the other hand, the wild cards are voter registration and voter turnout. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because we've seen reports now that the Republicans generally are doing better over the past few years in registering voters than the Democrats have.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we saw during the primaries that far more Republicans voted in 2016 than Democrats, even though you had an exciting Hillary Clinton-Bernie Sanders battle, and that's absolutely true. But in states like North Carolina and Pennsylvania, I think Florida also, there are many more new voters are identifying themselves as Republicans. So every time we think, well, you know, you look at Nate Silver and you look at 538 and you look at all these people who think that, you know, Hillary Clinton is 88% sure to win the presidency. This is August 26th, not October 26th. We have a long way to go, and who knows, if there are more and more Republicans registering, maybe there's a silent majority out there forming for Donald Trump. But I should tell you that I just came back this week from a visit to Aspen, Colorado, and boy, my arm's tired, and more Democrats have been registering in Colorado, another swing state, than Republicans. As a matter of fact, there are now more Democrats registered there than Republicans for the first time in 20 years. I know that in Arizona, Latino registration is way up. So I think it's a mixed bag across the country, but either way, there are a lot of voters either excited about voting or certainly excited about voting against the opposition.
Well, and again, Colorado, a state, is similar in some ways because of its in-migration and some of its demographic patterns to North Carolina. And there, while Republican registration, certainly in North Carolina, may be up, the independent voters and the influx of people now calling themselves independents is also an important factor and a little bit harder to measure, right?
That's absolutely true, but I did notice, though, in the Monmouth University poll in North Carolina that had Hillary Clinton up 44-42, independents had Donald Trump up 44-30. Now, it's also interesting when we talk about these polling numbers, speaking of independents or where they might go, Gary Johnson in North Carolina, the Libertarian candidate, in the CNN poll, he had 11 points. Among independents in the Monmouth County, Monmouth University poll, Johnson had 15%. Nationwide, the Libertarian Party has never gotten more than 1% of the vote. So I don't know where that Libertarian or that Green Party vote will go nationwide in November. But right now, it's unusually high for third-party candidates.
David Wasserman of Cook Political Report was tweeting about voter registration in North Carolina, and he says since Trump launched his campaign here in this state, Hispanic voter registration has increased 22%. So that's another factor we have to pay attention to.
That's absolutely true, but it only seems like, I mean, look, when you think of all the money that Mitt Romney and Barack Obama spent in 2012, while Romney spent a lot of the money on national ads, and I think you can get oversaturated with ads, Barack Obama was on the ground registering voters, going door-to-door, things like that. Donald Trump has shown no inclination to do that yet. I mean, he still has 73 days and I think and 11 hours, and I'm not sure how many minutes, until the election starts. But it's really getting very, very late for Donald Trump, with all that money he says he has, to start getting that organization on the ground, especially in a state like North Carolina, which is so key.
Let's talk about the Senate race. Again, another surprise there. Richard Burr, who was a lock for to be returned to office as U.S. Senate, now in a dead heat with Deborah Ross.
This is a shocker, and I don't think it's anything that Richard Burr has done wrong. I think it's a confluence of things that the Republicans are up against in North Carolina, Donald Trump's unpopularity with many Republicans, the fact that the HB2 has roiled North Carolina politics. It looks like Pat McCrory, the governor, is going to go down to defeat, even though I think it's less about Roy Cooper, his Democratic opponent, and more about the ways that McCrory is being pulled by the very conservative legislature and the reaction to HB2. But Senator Burr seems to have done nothing wrong. He seems to have stayed away from the Trump campaign, from the McCrory campaign. And nobody knows who Deborah Ross is. In my heart of hearts, I can't imagine that the former executive director of the ACLU is going to win the Senate seat in November. And I think Burr is only starting to rev up the campaign. But the fact that we're talking about the North Carolina Senate race shows the kind of difficulty the Republicans are in 2016.
And she did serve in the North Carolina General Assembly. But again, like Roy Cooper, who is the attorney general of the state, that doesn't give them name recognition automatically. And here they are. Roy Cooper, just a few points ahead, but gaining. Is it the trend, the fact that he is gaining ground on the incumbent with little or no recognition? Because he's only, you know, a few points ahead at this point in the polls.
Well, you know something? I think of what happened in 2010 and 2014. Many Republicans around the country, many of which voters never heard of, basically were elected because they had the R next to the name. And I kind of think that if there was a reaction, a down-ballot reaction against Donald Trump, many candidates who just have a D next to their name could win, not so much because they're well-known or even known, but because they're not Republicans.
And as much as they would like it to go away, HB2 will not, or at least as much as the Republicans would like it to go away. The latest tick, Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback, and his pop star wife, Ciara, moved their wedding out of North Carolina. Now, I think, I don't know what you think, Ken. I know he's saying it's because of HB2. I think it's just because the Panthers knocked him out of the playoffs last year. He's just mad.
An interception against the Patriots. I mean, come on. I think we're giving him much too credit.
Yeah, no, I think he's just trying to deflect attention from what was a disappointing season, and certainly at the hands. But it might be 8-2. Who knows? Ken, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Frank, it's very exciting. And North Carolina, the fact that we're talking about the Senate race, my oh my.
Yeah, no, it's kind of an amazing thing. I think you should be here election night. I think you should do it right from here, ground zero. This is the moment.
I can say things like my oh my because people don't say that anymore.
Goodness me.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you again, Ken Rudin. You can find out more about him and all the good stuff he does at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to talk about an experimental play about a shipwreck. I Wish You a Boat. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.